Number two is the same principle as number one. You're just skipping a string. So you're going to play all these with one and three, and it'll go like. And then I reversed it already. Okay, I didn't put the last note in there, but you get the idea. So number two, fast, would be. Right? And of course, take these to different positions, take these to different keys, etc. Not every position lines up so well. Like if you're in like the 10th to 12th fret area, you know, it's something like. Like it doesn't line up that great. It's a little harder. So it's a very good practice to take each one of these and work with it for like even a whole week, you know, just one pattern.